there's only one race. That's the human race, in my opinion. Okay. And so we just want to reach everybody anywhere around the globe and make your day a little bit better. That's,
hey, man. Hey.
Man.
Copacetic.
Hey, look, let's get back to it. But I wanted to stop at body talk because I knew you had a story behind that.
And I'm through for a little bit.
All right. That's all right. No, keep coming back because that's what makes this show so different, Professor. Because, Mad Mike and I, we were talking about this, right?
That's the show, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he loves this show. And the reason why, because it's like what he said about you, making a, oh, thank you so much too. I didn't thank you, again for coming on to the Mad Mike and Wild Will show last week. It was so incredibly awesome.
It was a pleasure. And thank you.
What, the way Mike, and Mike, text me if I'm getting something out of kilter here or misquoting. And he was saying like, it's almost like we prepared a meal. And you came and added the flavoring.
Oh man! Well, thank you, thank you very much. You two, you two, just crazy. That's
I know. I wouldn't have it any other way. I take that as a compliment. Now, those of you normal folks out there, have you ever heard this by somebody call you crazy? You say, "Yep, that's a compliment."
And
yep.
Mike is a good man. I like Mike.
Mike is the mad one.
Yes,
he's mm-hmm. yeah. Oh my God.
And knows that music himself.
Sorry. And you know, I tell you what's really, what I really love about this, because I can be perceived as, the city boy. And Mike.
Okay.
Mike is the country boy. Cause Mike is a cowboy.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But it's Stetson and everything.
But don't underestimate either one of us.
Okay.
Never, don't do that.
All right.
Don't make any assumptions. Mm-mm. Okay. I'll tell you a story about, people who you perceive them to be until you find about them more personally. Mm. Oh.
Don't judge a book by that cover.
Oh.
Thank you.
Monday Night Madness, Studio W. with WB and the Professor. Yeah. Your take, Professor. This is a jam session, I believe, bro.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Suspicious.
Hardcore.
Both material things and suspicious. Yeah.
That's all right.
Both contributed by the band. Now, Sweet November, that slow jam earlier.
Oh.
That was sort of the prequel to me, if you look at songwriting structure, the prequel to, you remember the Tender Lover album, right? Back in 89?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay. That ballad that closed the album, Where Would You Go?
Oh.
There's a very similar structure there with Sweet November and Where Would You Go? Just found that to be interesting. That probably Where Would You Go is really just like the sequel to Sweet November.
Right. Beautiful. And then Suspicious before that.
Suspicious, I hear connections in the style of Mr. Edmonds, especially in the beginning, you know, with the sound effects. It's just where he was at that time in the '80s, you know?
You know, that jam there, is there a connection with that? And there's a ladies group. Oh my God.
You think about Climax?
The ladies in the locker room?
Climax.
Is there a connection there anywhere?
Not that I know of.
But the, rhythm, the jam, I hear a lot of similarity there.
I think there was a lot of similarity at that time. Now, we're talking 1985. Climax was hot in 1985. I think there were just grooves in the air, just grooves that were just popular. Seems like every decade has a groove.
And you know, and I know that, okay, was that when they incorporated a lot of those drum machines?
The Lin program.
Because that's what I'm hearing.
Not only the Lin, the Roland 808. And the 808 was used primarily in hip hop.
Okay. But let's break it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So instead of the actual drummer, they were using drum machines.
Right.
Technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. They had all of these sounds or these beats program, folks.
That's right.
And if you were in the recording industry, you know exactly what we're talking about. As a listening audience, we may or may not be privy or even know what that sound was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You may have thought it was coming from an actual drummer, but it was electronically produced.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got it.
Oh, there's Mad Mike. Okay, let's do this.
Okay, how are we going to do it?
Oh, we're going to do this right now.
Oh, there he is.
There's Mad Mike. We're going to turn on this one. Professor, turn on your camera.
Okay.
Okay.
If I can find it here.
I just hit cam.
Here we go.
There we are. Hey, folks.
Hey, man.
Mad, you got your mic muted.
Mike. Oh, Mike.
Mad Mike.
Muted.
Yeah. Hey, Mad.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Hey,
technology. I'm old.
Hey, man. What did he say? What,
he said somebody. He was old.
Oh, please.
Hey, Mike.
You see the gray here?
Yeah. I see.
I know a little something.
Hey, Mike. Do me a favor. It's not a pun. Turn your mic down just a little bit. Okay.
That might take me a sec.
Okay, well, take your time. Do that. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for listening in and tuning in to Monday Night Madness.
Hey, man.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Into your mic there. Okay.
Oh yeah. Hey, man.
I had text Mike earlier, and I was telling him that we were featuring The Deal and DeBarge. He says, I've already planned for it.
So, oh, wow.
And he listens to everything.
Oh,
and,
splendid.
It is absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you for your support, sir. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Now, what did you say? No, you said thank you for your support, sir. What did you say about our show on Thursday night? You said you guys are crazy. Isn't that what you said?
Oh my gosh. But look, no, a fun crazy. I had a great time. Mike, thank you very much for schooling me on, I love the fabric of the show and that this is material that deserves some attention that a lot of people don't know anything about. And I know Mr. Man here, you probably changed his life by introducing Nick West, to him. And I gotta check her out. So, you have a wonderful show and, thank you.
Hey, you know, thanks for adding to it. I mean, it was really a pleasure to have you be there. And, and like I said, add the seasoning on top of what William and I are trying to do. I'm on mic now, William. You okay?
Thank you.
If you could turn it down just a little bit, just lower it, about 3 or 4 notches. I think you'll be fine. Okay.
I can.
Okay. All right. I think that would be good. Because it might, thank you so much for joining us because Thursday nights, we have, Dr. Sims on. And,
yes.
You know, and it's such a contrast between her show, Miss CeCe's Kitchen, because she's talking about spiritual things mostly, right? And right and wrong and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then can you imagine right after that, Mike and I just get on and just act like a fool. Can you imagine?
A perfect balance to me.
Birds of a feather there, Professor. Birds of a feather.
Absolutely. I'm not denying anything.
The fabric of life, my friend.
But having you on Thursday night, Professor, on our show, because all of our shows here are so different, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have so many different shows going out every day of the week. Folks, this is truly a variety network. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. We have sports shows. We have teen shows. We have healthy shows. We have fun shows. And then Mike has been on with us for an entire month on the Boomerang Radio Show.
Okay.
And so earlier during this month, month of January, we started off with refuse to be a victim, you know, and to be safe during, not only during the holidays, but throughout the year. You know, and the only way you're going to have a fruitful life if you are really here to enjoy it.
Right.
Okay. And being healthy and being vigilant and being safe and doing things like that. So Mike, again, I want to thank you for that. And then on the flip side of Mike, he loves music and we play country. We play blues. We play gospel. Look.
All right.
We might even slip in some Beethoven or some Bach or Wagner. Who knows?
And I'll be there.
So, I Mike, thank there. You so much. Tonight, we are featuring Dio and Babyface.
Hey!
Mike, so thank you so much for that.
Oh, so good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, so hang in there for a few minutes, Mike.
Yes.
If you have a comment or something like that, hang in there, bro. Let us know, okay?
I'll hang out with you guys. I've got my little glass of Cabernet here.
Okay.
So cheers to both of you and the audience, listening audience.
Okay, why not? Enjoy. Coming right back, we've got the Professor of Pop Culture. That's him over here.
Hey.
WB. And our guest here, my co-host on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Yes.
Which comes to you each and every Thursday.
Mad Mike joined the anniversary party. That's what it is tonight.
And Mike, yeah,
congratulations, you guys. 4 years, that's a long time to put up with. I mean, that's a long time.
Hey, Mike, I couldn't agree with
there
you more.
There
you go. Guess what? Mike, you put up with me for about 10 years. So, okay. All right.
See, I stepped in it there, didn't I?
Didn't you?
I slung the mud and it bounced off the wall and hit me in the face.
Gosh, 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 gosh.
Hey, Monday Night Madness.
Can you dance?
Hey, Mike, thank you, buddy.
Glad to be with you.
Drop your guards and get loose. I wanna make you feel free and be your man.
Monday Night Madness. Okay, I'm going to stop the presses right now because before I play this next song, and it's popular among many of us, that's Two Occasions by The Deal.
The big, big hit.
The big, big hit. Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Turn on your camera there, Professor. Okay. I just want to say a few things about Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast on Thursdays. It's the newest show that we have on this network. And we, and Mike and I, we talked about this a lot. Now, keep in mind, it took me 8 years to get him on a music show with me. Now, Mike and I, we've done things on air and it had to do more or less with what we talked about earlier. And that is refuse to be a victim, being safe and things of that nature. Because if you, Mike's background is extensive and we're talking about 33 years with the, sheriff's department in San Bernardino, right? And
I've been in jail more times than I can remember.
Oh my God. I thought it was more than 33, but I know it's at least 33 years. Am I correct, Mike?
I was right at 30. Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm on the good side of the bars, not the bad side.
But anyway, but the reason why I found out about Mike's love for music, because he tricked me one night.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And so I'm just going to make this really quick, as quick as I can.
Sure, man.
Mike is also my client because I'm a financial advisor, right?
Okay.
And so we're sitting there and we're having dinner at a restaurant. Okay. And we're having some fun. And Mike's being the investigator that he is. Yeah. Yeah. Nosy. Asking a whole bunch of questions about it. The subject switched to music somehow. And he started asking me, oh my God, it was smooth. It was smooth, Roy.
Of course it was.
And he was asking me, yeah, I know you like music. What kind of music do you like? He said, and then I told him, he said, well, I know you like to sing. What kind of songs, artists do you sing? Right. So we were talking.
You sang at your church. And that clicked a little button back in my head. Oh, he sings.
Right.
I got something to work with now.
Now, check this out. Little did I know that Mike had a whole karaoke set up at another establishment across the parking lot. So Mike, him and I, we're having, picture this. Please picture this. He's asking all these questions and we're having fun. We rapped about business and we're having fun and just talking about general stuff, music and whatever it is, life and whatever it is. And so he said, William, hey, pardon me, I'll be right back. I got something to take care of.
Okay.
So then he came back probably within about 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, he said, come on, go with me. I said, cool. Cause Mike and I, we're friends. I trust this cat. And he said, if he said, look, go with me, I don't have no problems with it.
Okay.
And so we walked across the parking lot into this bar. And we sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
A sports bar. And we sit down and all of a sudden Mike gets up and he goes towards this equipment. And he said, William, come on up and sing some things for us. He had a whole karaoke set up.
Gosh.
Oh my God.
And you know, he and karaoke, when those two meet, that's it. You know that, right? Okay.
Professor, we have our own stories about that too.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Oh, Mike, you told me you're coming to RVA, Richmond, Virginia, sometime in the future.
Oh God. No, Mike, not because of you. I just know you with him in a karaoke bar. That's just too much.
But guess what? Me, you, and Derek the Changeman Smith.
Derek.
So.
And Mill.
Oh.
Is it Mill's your son, but yeah. Your friend. Who's your friend?
I don't have that many friends.
Yes,
but
you do. You have a friend. I forgot his name.
Herb!
Oh, no.
Yeah, but the thing that stands out was me, you, and Derek the Changeman Smith out there. And where were we?
The press club in Farmville.
Out there in the boonies.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, Mike, we got to go out there. Mike, when you come to town.
Sounds good to me.
Mike, see,
William's gonna make Liam's got to make me a little more money so I can afford a plane ticket. And maybe we can talk to my brother Warren. My brother Warren's down in Tampa, and he's a client of Williams also. So we all know
right.
each
other.
Warren and coming up to Virginia as well.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. Now,
see,
Warren's
Mike, you can hang. I can't.
Yes, you can. You did just fine. Oh, you should have seen it when you got on the stage, Roy. Let's see. You were singing. What were you singing? Led Zeppelin. Was it Led?
No, Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Miss You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike. Whew. Hey, bro. Okay. Let's make some more money so you can get out here. Okay.
You know, pass the hat around, something. I want you to know, you guys always talk about that serotonin.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I looked up that serotonin. I found it on Amazon.
Oh, are you?
I got a gallon jug for $19.95, so I'm waiting for that to arrive at my doorstep.
Send me the link.
See, guys, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I love it.
Keep talking about your serotonin. I want to try some too.
Hey, look, hey, buddy, hey, send me the link, bro. I got you. We're going to get back to the music. Mad Mike, our guest here, along with the Professor of Pop Culture.
Hey, on only two occasions.
When we come back, I'll tell you what my ex-wife ordered for me on Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, my
kick back, grab a glass. It's Monday Night Madness.
I've got a ticket, got an aisle seat. I was ready for that good old Western flick. And all at once, an angel sat down next to me. So I had to think of something quick. What shall I do? I said, excuse me, have I seen you somewhere before? And then she smiled at me with big brown eyes. Talked and talked as if that guy shot up the town. And sure enough, she was in my arms as they brought that curtain down. Oh,
the deal. Shoot 'em up. Movies.
Man, all I could think about was freshman year in college. That that was my number, man.
Yeah.
Played it over and over and over.
I bet you did. Uh-huh. Yeah. Freshman year in college?
Mm.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kind of wild.
Kinda, yeah.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna switch the subject right now.
Mm.
Okay. Anyway, because Mike.
Professor, do you guys actually remember your freshman year in college?
I do.
I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what he's saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's saying.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
Yes, I do.
I was in college. I was in college starting in 75.
Uh-huh.
So think about that era and.
Oh my God. You know, I tell you what, it's nothing like those college years. Look, I'm telling you right now. Woo boy. Yes. Anyway, let's get back to
Madness. The Jacobs twins. Don't forget the Jacobs twins.
Monday Night Madness. It was incredible. You
I
know,
like to hear that.
Remember in college, folks, we had several schedules to juggle, and you guys know what that means. Okay. We had a social schedule, and we had our class schedules, right? And somehow our social schedules took precedent over her class. Well, for me. Okay. I had more fun in college.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Okay.
Life is worth living. It is. Oh, Teddy Pendergrass. What's the song? Life is a song worth singing.
Worth singing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. And live. Hey, speaking of living, a lot of people might, and I want you and the professor to chime in on this real, please. A lot of our friends say, and most of my friends, I don't know about you guys, say they love music. Have we ever asked them the question, why do you love music? You know, that doesn't, the answer to that, mm-hmm. or the question isn't even asked.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you love music? Mm-hmm. And Mike, you and I have talked about this extensively. Professor, yeah. you and I have talked about it extensively.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think that the powers of music is underrated. I mean, just really underrated. I'm talking about as far as making the way you feel, and even going into therapy, helping you therapeutically, music is. I have, and I'm a true story, I have talked to many, many people who have, they've known somebody, and even in their own personal lives, whether it was their mom, it was their aunt, or whatever it is.
Right.
And these, ladies and gentlemen, they had dementia, Mike. They had dementia. And they could barely remember who their relatives were or are. But when they played music, it was something in the brain that sparked something, and they could remember the music. Mike, chime in, bro.
I'd love to. I'm part of my background is psychology also. Which probably explains why I'm so messed up. Anyway, there's two. The number one trigger of memory is smell.
Mm.
I think the number two trigger of memory is sound.
Sound.
And in this case, music. Those are the two top triggers for memory access.
Mm.
Wow.
Professor?
Wow. No. I have nothing to say. It just makes sense to me. That's all. You know, olfactory nerves with the scent obviously will cause a sensation as the aural as well. Mm. You know, so it makes and we're talking about senses, right? Those are two of the five major senses. So of course, yeah.
And you think about it, it's almost like a spark plug, right? If you could mention that, whether it fires or not. You know, whether it fires.
Right.
Okay. Or you take two electrical currents and you rub them together whether they fire or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the music and smell going, Mike.
You're not far off. I mean, because you're talking about the synapse of the brain. You're talking about firing and triggering the synapse of the brain to access all the different compartments that we have in our head. Mm-hmm. So you're really not far off by explaining it through a spark plug.
Mm.
And if you think about this, there was a movie, and it was bittersweet, and it was called Set It Off with Queen Latifah.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you notice, when they did their bank robberies or whatever it was, they would hijack or they would steal a car, and they would throw out the CDs or whoever car they stole and put it their own, and it was almost like a hip-hop type of pumping up, get the adrenaline going type music. And I'm going to say this right now. In music, in a lot of cases, it can serve a major, major good. But you take about, yes. And Mike, you know about this. Also, you take about what they have, what those parties that they have, those punk rock, it's called.
Rave parties? Raves?
Yeah, where people have died.
And oh, yeah, the rave parties, yeah.
The rave parties.
Okay.
That type of music that they play there. And it just puts the audience, and of course they may have some substances there as well, but it put them into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's EDM music, electronic dance music, and it tends to be rather hypnotic.
That's where we're going with this.
Ah. Folks.
Music is, folks, we underestimate the power of music.
We do.
We really do. And that's why we have to, you have to look at what are you putting in your brain? What are you putting in your mind? Well, it's just same like thing that you put in your stomach. Or what are you reading? Or whatever it is. What goes in, it's going to manifest itself one way or another.
And people just have to just be willing to open their hearts and their minds.
And listen to good music.
That's all. Yeah.
All you got to do is tune in to this show, Monday Night Madness, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast, The Jazz, Sunday Night Gold.
Who is here? She's listening now.
Is she listening?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to get back right now to more music. Hey, Mike, can you hang with us for a few more minutes?
I would love to. You know how I feel about you, gentlemen.
It'd be my pleasure, my friend.
All right. Welcome to the party.
Welcome, Mike.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
That's me, baby.
it's 1993. And it's the deal. Hey. And my name's the song. Oh, we gonna take it out like this.
When you think of me, it's gonna be on. It's gonna be on. It's gonna be on.
But like it just don't care. If you're ready to rock with the E, somebody say, hell yeah.
And you can be my leader. I don't try.